Over 10 gay demonstrators were arrested outside the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion last night, protesting against homophobia in Hollywood. The militant gay group Queer Nation had planned on disrupting the ceremonies inside, but they didn't. Jeff Yarbrough is the senior editor of the gay magazine The Advocate. We asked him why nothing happened.
I think there were two problems. One is, of course, security. Despite what the Academy said, security was beefed up to a level that I've never seen it, and I've attended four or five Academy Awards. There were ushers literally every 3 to 4 feet lining the pavilion inside just waiting for something to happen. The security outside and at the entrance to the event was also incredibly heavy. And apparently, from what I've heard, 100% of the attempts to cause action inside the awards were foiled by security. People were taken away, not allowed in. Banners were taken from certain people who had tickets and were going to sit and, I guess, raise signs at one point during the ceremony. And the other thing is, I think basically Queer Nation decided that the action had been such an overwhelming success without actually doing the action that they decided just to not risk it.
Were you there last night?
Yeah, I was down there at the protest.
So you were inside or outside?
I was outside. Then I went back up to two of the parties here in West Hollywood and watched from there.
Mm-hmm. So what have you found out about what the plans were? What was supposed to happen if everything came off?
Queer Nation at one point, was interested in distributing these sort of maps of the gay stars' homes, which sort of became quite a media event. If I had one more straight media outlet calling me here at The Advocate asking me for a copy of that map, they sort of decided not to do that sort of thing because they felt that it was causing too much media furor and causing the media to miss the point. They also quashed the idea of holding up signs when suspected closeted gays who were either up for nominations or attending the awards would pass by. They also decided not to do that because they just felt that they would be looked at in sort of a sinister way by the media, so they dropped that angle at the last minute. In terms of inside action, the outside action was their typical noisy Queer Nation sort of obnoxious protest, which certainly has its place in the gay civil rights movement. But inside, it looks like either they were foiled completely or they just decided to give it up at the last minute and not risk the arrests.
So what did you think of the Academy Awards ceremonies last night?
Well, I think it was an amazing night for a couple of reasons. One, to have one lesbian and one openly gay person on the podium accepting awards last night was quite something to watch. Deborah Chasnoff, who is an openly lesbian documentary producer who won the Academy Award for her short film Deadly Deception, talked about her life partner and her adopted son, and at the same time, called for a boycott of General Electric. So it was quite a political statement all rolled into one 45-second little speech. To see Bill Lash accepting for Howard Ashman was quite something because, just like Deborah, he talked about his relationship with Howard. He talked about the fact that Howard was the first nominee and winner who died of AIDS. And that showed that awareness is peaking in terms of AIDS and in terms of homosexuality and lesbianism, in Hollywood. We also had that sort of obnoxious red ribbon campaign, which I think has run its course. Enough with the red ribbons. We need to do something else. I think basically those ribbons, which are supposed to make people feel that the community is aware of people suffering with AIDS, is basically a tiny little Band-Aid on the real problem. People need to start speaking out on that problem like Richard Gere did from the podium last night, rather than just wearing a ribbon on their $45,000 couture gown.
Jeff, one last question. How does The Advocate plan on covering the Academy Awards and the protests around them?
In terms of the actual protests themselves, we will do a news story, and we will be following closely what happened in terms of arrests last night, and if the arrests were indeed warranted. Those are the kind of things The Advocate and our lawyers will be following closely.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure, thank you.
Jeff Yarbrough is the senior editor of The Advocate. This is Fresh Air.